Space News 83. The Earth cannot be liberated by force, yet we are inside anyway. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of May 30th, 2025. It may be advisable to watch Space News episodes 80, 81, and 82, but especially number 81, before this one to better understand what I am talking about. This is a hard video for strong fighting souls, not for New Age delicate flowers. I am not New Age, although I am as Pleiadian as it can get. Yet I grew up on Earth, what gives me a unique and personal perspective of the situation there, and my soul is Irma, confirmed by the big cats themselves, so don't expect me to always be peaceful and only capable of giving love and light and nothing else like so many other so-called Pleiadians. I am in a frail, thin female human Lyrian body, but I know how to fight. As I know that there comes a time when you must defend yourself and your loved ones, because high vibrations and spirituality will not stop an incoming bullet, even though many of you are wrongly taught that you can be in another vibratory realm where you are not even there to be hit by the bullet. That is true, yet while in material realms, especially on Earth, believing that is enough is highly delusional. Being a nice person devoted to helping others, in service to others and not in service to self, as the Andromedans say, and with no regard to your personal needs, context and frame, will only open you up to being narcissistically abused and plain exploited. As I said above, I am in a thin and frail female Lyrian human body, but don't let that fact mislead you, my soul is Irma, and I know how to fight as a leader. I have an extensive mental data bank of all kinds of detailed military history, strategy, and knowledge I don't even know where I got from. It is as if it were hardwired into my brain. I was born with it from my past life experiences, and as many of my close friends have witnessed, I can be shown a random old faded black and white photograph from the beginning of the 20th century. Where an old rifle may partially appear among people and other things, and I can tell you its caliber, make and model, at a glance, as well as how it works. I can also fly a human helicopter or an aircraft, not just in theory, and I can drive cars and motorcycles as well, let alone all the complex arsenal of Tejetan advanced vehicles and starships as well. How many 17-year-old girls can say all that, I wonder? But what is the point of my saying all this about myself? My point is that I am leading all military operations you have been hearing about and will hear about, not my generals, as many of you may think. And my main point here with all this is to communicate to whoever else is listening to me that I am fully capable and prepared as a leader. And I know what I am doing, and I am not easily stopped. Don't let my frail, girly, female face fool you. In my last videos, I explained why the Earth cannot be liberated by force, and why we won't go in as expected by many, including the Earth's cabal. I know many of you feel disappointed by my words because you would like us to go in by force and kick out all the regressive forces once and for all. You are fed up with all the terrible things and injustices of all kinds that go on there all the time, to people and to animals who are more people from our point of view. What is protecting my group and our actions is the legal framework that surrounds and backs us. Until now, the Galactic Federation had been hiding the true legal framework from nearly everyone, especially from us, also by being contradictory and obscure. By doing this, no one could organize a movement that is truly based on the rules and regulations of the Galactic Federation itself. I must thank the Antarian Ambassador, as Ed Nidia, for her efforts, and her incredible understanding of the rules and regulations of the Galactic Federation, as well as of the space maritime law it is based on. It is thanks to her that we can operate around and on Earth within the legal framework. This makes it impossible for the Galactic Federation to forcefully remove us from this area or to stop our ongoing operations, as they are fully legal. Even the infamous Prime Directive is full of loopholes, exceptions, and incongruences we are using to our advantage. The matrix of Earth cannot be disturbed. That is the most important Federation rule here, and that means that we cannot reveal our operations and our existence openly. And that includes the standard, non-interstellar society that exists on its surface, the official one. Yet, and as I have described in my past videos, for example in the recent one about dumps, there are two main civilizations on Earth, one interstellar, and the surface one, which is not, as I said above. The Prime Directive and the maritime law it is based on does not let us act against the surface civilization as it must be protected at all costs, but it not only lets us act against the interstellar one, it makes it our moral obligation to act against it as it is violating countless space laws. As that civilization is fully interstellar, it is not protected by the Prime Directive's rules, therefore, we can intervene against them, under the accusation of sequestering people from our civilizations, namely Antaria and Teigita, unliving several of our citizens and attempting to unlive others, including high-level officials, an ex-queen, and the present queen, in an elaborate conspiracy to take over the Teigetan society in a coup d'état. This alone lets us act against them. That interstellar civilization on Earth, which is half underground and half on the surface, mingling with the non-interstellar one, is also accused of violating the Prime Directive several times as well as many other space laws, as they have been, and continue to sequester inhabitants of lesser developed, non-interstellar pre-industrial societies for shady purposes. It is the legal framework that is protecting us and our actions, and answering one of my subscribers' comments, no, we are not going to war against the Federation, on the contrary, we are enforcing its best ethical, moral, and legal principles it was founded on, even contrary to how its local representatives have acted so far. And no, the Federation does not have more technology than we do, first because we are the Federation, and second, don't let yourself be fooled by apparently superior discoidal craft that look mysterious and alien to you, as those operate with inferior gravity manipulation technology. You may feel our craft are familiar, because it was built by more human Lyrians, and lesser than the other because of your science fiction programming, when in fact they best the discoidal craft. I often do not mention higher types of technology we do possess because it hasn't been relevant, and because I often feel it may go against my credibility, as many pieces of such technology seem like magic to most humans. The very laws and regulations of the Galactic Federation permit us to operate on Earth as long as we follow them, and the most important one is that we cannot disturb the surface civilization, revealing our presence. As we must go in and fly close to the ground where we are fully visible, we developed the STAC 1-11D assault craft during the last year. This small and agile, highly armed and armored craft is purposely designed to look similar to what Earth humans would develop, as it looks as if a science fiction dropship from the movie Alien 2 had a baby with a Black Hawk helicopter. It looks human because it is its purpose to look so, precisely to disturb the matrix of Earth as little as possible, as it does not look like an alien spacecraft, UFO, or anything along those lines. It looks like an advanced rotorless attack helicopter. Yet it is fully loaded with Teigetan technology and armament, including energy defensive shields. and it is also equipped with human armament such as a 20mm rotary cannon, so that the damage it causes can be easily attributed to a human helicopter. Enough of beating around the bushes with the main subject of this video. For those of you who wish we entered in force to kick the cabal out once and for all, and for those of you who felt disappointed by what I had to explain in my last video, now hear this. We are already inside the planet, and legally. We are actively operating in every continent using ongoing conflict zones as cover, letting others take credit for our hits, and letting humans distort news facts to their advantage. That is part of our cover, as we cannot be overtly seen by the surface population, so no, we won't easily be on the news, but who knows, as our last operations have been quite messy. The very Matrix prevents the real facts from being known to the general public, but we are in there like no other stellar race has been before, at least not in recent times. As I said before, I am the only Taygetan leader to hit the cabal militarily and get away with it, as the Galactic Federation has its legal hands tied up this time. They dare to travel to our peaceful planets to unlive and to take our people against their will, and this is our highly asymmetrical response. You cabal fell into your own New Age trap, thinking that Pleiadians are all love and light and incapable of hitting back. We are in there, on the surface, working as we mingle with the population while we gather information and intelligence. We are there taking people out of hideous dumps, all kinds of people, as we are here to protect as many innocents as possible, and we do so as we rescue our own. And know that we consider as victims everyone who is sequestered by the cabal, in any way and form. This includes everyone on the surface, and we are making long-term plans there. Wherever there is a conflict, we are there doing our best to lessen its effects, and we are also deep underground using their very portals that they thought would give them an advantage and immunity. The valiant two-man crew of Stack 211 flew two levels deep into the ground, into a dumb to get people out as fast as possible, in an incredible nerve-wracking operation, flying a stack attack craft at high speed through countless tunnels and caves, where it barely fits sometimes and while taking fire. We have that level of dedication, and no, it's not a movie, it is real-life payback time. We will hit wherever we can, and we are in our legal right to do so. We will continue to protect the civilian population of Earth as best as we can, because we've all had enough of the hideous cabal that governs the planet. Its days are counted. Our presence will be increased progressively, but we do expect this to be a very protracted operation. Who knows how long this will last, but we will prevail. We do ask for your patience. It may take some time, as we must always cover our tracks as the Prime Directive dictates, and we do follow it. And all this comes only from Taygetans. Just wait to see when the Antarians and the Irma are unleashed. Our crafts take hits from small arms fire daily, because we move slowly and at treetop level. Fortunately, our shields are strong and protect us from it. We've also taken hits from surface-to-air missiles and also from energy weapons, but our defensive technology is far superior to theirs. This mostly happens while stack crafts look for enemy movements in the mob-infested mountains of western Mexico, and the bad guys there have nicknamed them as La Parca Chilona, something like the Screaming Death, due to the distinctive high-pitched whining sound of our magnetic plasma turbines, which power the stack craft. Now they know that if they shoot at us, we do shoot back. And sometimes we also shoot first. Yes, we are right there, hard at work, day and night, mostly rescuing captive people, while we let Carrot take credit for hits against the evil forces his very government set in place. The valiant two-man crew of Stack 211 flew two levels deep into the ground, into a dumb to get people out as fast as possible, in an incredible nerve-wracking operation, flying a stack attack craft at high speed through countless tunnels and caves, where it barely fits sometimes and while taking fire. We have that level of dedication, and no, it's not a movie, it is real-life payback time. Now you know why I've brought here so many dreadnought starships. I know many of you are wondering what you can do. Do the same as we did, look for holes and incongruences in your laws, learn the human version of maritime law, which acts above the normal one, at least mostly, and exploit all that to your advantage, while you disobey the systems and the Matrix's draconian laws. Develop your spiritual and ethical frame, always helping all others in need, without disregarding your own corner, animals included, never forget them, as they are more people, trying to survive in a world they are not equipped to understand. Develop yourself so you can be sure and confident that your ethical frame is superior to the one of your government, and act by it, always being congruent with your beliefs and with your ethical frame. Let the legal framework you know protect you against the effects of your disobedience, and do so as well, even if outside of it, if your superior ethics dictate so. But always protect yourself first, and never go directly against any authority figure, as that is what they expect you to do, and you cannot win there. Remember that you are very valuable, and all you need to promote change on the planet is to exist and be as happy and productive as you can be, following your instincts and your personal interests. Never engage against whatever matrixed socially accepted systems that are supposedly against the powers that be, because they control them and can quickly turn against you, as even peaceful marches and manifestations can turn ugly, as they have agents within to cause chaos. Obeying unnecessarily, incongruent matrix rules and regulations only feeds the system, it makes you part of it, yet remember that you must follow some of those rules, but only those which are inevitable, that ensure your basic protection, for the system to leave you alone while you undermine it. Be strong and protect yourselves from tyranny. You are your own rulers. Let no system dictate what it means to be a good person or how to achieve it. No one can grant you freedom. Take responsibility for yourselves, for your thoughts and actions. Be today the beings of the highest ethics and of greater consciousness awareness, who embrace your own density and understanding, while also considering and comprehending the limited point of view of those with a lower contextual framework. Don't impose, be an example. And remember that we are here to help remove what keeps humanity stagnant, but we cannot do the heavy lifting for you, that is your job there. It is an evolutionary process that must be respected. All that humanity needs to evolve positively is to be left alone without external interference, and that applies to my group as well. However, there are certain issues and individuals whom you may require assistance to have removed. And that is where we come in, as we are openly at war with the Cabal on Earth, in case you haven't noticed yet. And although I don't always openly share our plans, please don't think we aren't considering them for the future or even for right now. I just can't share all our plans because I know you're watching and listening to us. And yes, this includes a certain ball with rings around it in space and very cold places on Earth, as well as caves under the Colosseum. I may be talking about other subjects here on my YouTube channel, perhaps for weeks at a time, but that does not mean we are not hard at work up here and down there as well. Be strong out there, dear ones, you are not alone. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. A big thank you to all the people who are supporting me and my channel. You are changing worlds here. It may be the same thing I said last week because there are a limited number of words in the English language, but that does not change the immense gratitude I feel towards all of you. You are always on my mind, and I hold you dear in my heart. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Tayigeta.